Hello, I'm Michelle O'Neill, and you're listening to a WVIK News podcast. Many elderly and disabled people who live in nursing homes need a lot more help taking care of their teeth. Dentists and dental hygienists are well aware of the problem and are starting to find ways to solve it. That's what I heard at my last dentist appointment. No drilling, just cleaning and polishing. Like many working adults, I buy dental benefits through my employer. But at retirement, dental benefits end. So adults 65 and older must pay dentists directly or buy private dental coverage. Dave Vopel is the executive director of the Illinois Healthcare Association. It represents companies that own more than 500 long-term care centers in the state. He says Medicaid only pays for emergency dental care.
Well, that creates a little bit of a problem for long-term care facilities because if your teeth aren't taken care of, if your mouth isn't taken care of outside of the emergency, it can become an emergency if the preventives aren't done.
But finding dentists who accept Medicaid is very difficult. Vopel says the Illinois Healthcare Association has asked the state's Dental Society to help find dentists for every nursing home.
What facilities try and do is to make sure they have a dentist. By law, they have to make sure that everybody has access to a dentist. And what we try and do is make sure that as soon as that emergency comes up, that we get them to the dentist.
Dr. Howard Cowan is a professor at the University of Iowa College of Dentistry. He's also in charge of its geriatric mobile dental unit. He and his dental students use it to provide oral health care for people at 10 nursing homes within 40 miles of Iowa City.
We go take portable equipment, and we go into the facility, and we provide total comprehensive care in the facility. Okay, and that helps a lot because the Alzheimer's patients, the dementia patients, the time of the year, all the things that prevent people from getting out of a nursing facility, they can't get access to care. So we take the care to them.
But most communities don't have the benefit of being located close to a college of dentistry. In Iowa, Dr. Cowan says that's where the Lifelong Smiles Coalition comes in.
And one of the big things that we've done is we've developed a curriculum called Mouth Care Matters, which is an oral health curriculum, and it's a two-day program for direct care workers to take so they can become oral health care champions within their agency or their facility to be able to hopefully increase the oral care of the residents in the facility that they're associated with.
In Galesburg, residents can take advantage of a clinic run by Carl Sandburg College's dental hygiene program. Stacy Kazire is the program coordinator.
We have a dentist here that I hired recently, bless his heart, is a retired dentist, and he helps a mobile van. And he started a friend of his, but he passed away, and so now Dr. Doolin is helping with it. But it's like a mobile van, and he goes around to nursing homes. And unfortunately, mainly what they do is extract teeth because it's usually to the point that that's all he can do. There's very little preventative care by a hygienist in long-term care facilities.
Kazire's mantra for dental care in nursing homes and in general is prevention. Adults can get topical fluoride treatments.
So topical fluoride, once you're an adult, is the best thing. So take bottled water for an example. If you look at an ingredient in bottled water, there's no fluoride. So when you drink bottled water, you're not topically getting any fluoride on the teeth at all, and you're not systemically getting it either, but as an adult, you don't need it. As a kid, you do. But our society, what do we drink most of the time now? Bottled water.
Another technique is to use products containing xylitol. Dental hygienist Linda Rowe from the Quad Cities says xylitol gum, mints, and mouthwash help stop tooth decay. It's part of routine care for her nursing home clients.
With the office I work in, when we find out someone is closing in on retirement, it's like, okay, we have been watching this tooth here. We know that filling's not going to last forever. Let's take care of it now, and then we'll just get everything tidied up so when you go into retirement, we're just in total maintenance and eliminate as many factors as possible so that you don't need us.
Besides the proactive approach, the professionals all seem to agree part of the solution is for Medicaid to cover dental and oral care for elderly and disabled adults. I'm Michelle O'Neill.